When the seventh month came, and the Israelites had settled in their own towns, all the people assembled as one man in the square before the water gate. They told Ezra, the scribe, to bring out the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded for Israel. So on the first day of the seventh month, Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly, which was made up of men and women, all who were able to understand. He read it aloud from daybreak till noon. As he faced the square before the water gate, in the presence of the men and women and others who could understand, and all the people listened attentively to the books of the law. This was the Feast of Trumpets, the beginning of the new year. Ezra, the scribe, stood on a high wooden platform built for the occasion. Besides him in his right stood Mattithiah, Shema, Anaiah, Uriah, Hildiah, Maaseiah, and on his left were Padea, Micaiah, Milkajah, Hashum, Habadamath, Zechariah, and Meshulam. Ezra opened the book, and all the people could see him because he was standing above them. And as he opened it, the people all stood up, and Ezra praised the Lord, the great God, and all the people lifted their hands and responded, Amen, Amen. Then they bowed down and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. We're reading from Nehemiah chapter 8. And it is to commemorate this great feast, also to remind us that when we take time to honor God on His days, it will transform many lives, including our own. The days of awe. In Zechariah 14, a day of the Lord is coming when your plunder will be divided among you. I will gather all the nations to Jerusalem to fight against it. The city will be captured and the houses ransacked and the women raped. Half of the city will go into exile, but the rest of the people will not be taken from the city. Then the Lord will go out and fight against those nations as he fights in the day of battle. On that day, his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, east of Jerusalem, and the Mount of Olives will be split in two, from east to west, forming a great valley, with half of the mountain moving north and half moving south. You will flee by my mountain valley, for it will extend to Azel. You will flee as you fled from the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah. Then the Lord my God will come and all the holy ones with him. On that day, there will be no night, no cold, or frost. It will be a unique day, without day, time, or night time, a day known to the Lord. When the evening comes, there will be light. On that day, living water will flow out from Jerusalem, half to the eastern sea and half to the western sea, summer and in winter. The Lord will be king over the whole earth. The Lord will be king over the whole earth. The Lord will be king over the whole earth. On that day, there will be one Lord. And his name, the only name, thus saith the Lord. Father, we ask that these prophetic words will manifest on the day appointed. But in our hearts, we see the victory completed. In our hearts, we see the manifestation of the King of Kings standing before us and his presence healing each and every one that is present this night. And those that we carry in our hearts, Lord, those that we carry, they also will be touched because of our obedience to honor you in this new holy day dedicated unto you along with the entire year, 5774. And all of God's people said,